Monday, February the 2nd. Presentation. Mrs. Lucas is back. I saw her pulling trees and bushes out of the earth and putting them in the back of a van. Then she put all the gardening tools in and drove off. The van had Women's Refuge painted on the side. Mr. Lucas came over to our house to talk to my mother. I went down to say hello to him, but he was too upset to notice me. I asked my mother if she would get home early from work tonight. I'm fed up with waiting for my tea. She didn't. Nigel got thrown out of school dinners today for swearing at the toad in the hole. He said it was all bleeding hole and no toad. I think Mrs. Leach was quite right to throw him out. After all, the first years were present. We third years must set an example. Pandora has got up a petition to protest about the toad in the hole. I will not sign it. It was Good Samaritans today, so I was forced to go round to Bert Baxter's. I have missed the algebra test. Ha ha ha. Bert gave me a stick of broken Skegness rock and said he was sorry he rang the school to complain about the hedge clippers. He said he was lonely and wanted to hear a human voice. If I was the loneliest person in the world, I wouldn't phone up our school. I would ring the speaking clock. That talks to you every 10 seconds. Tuesday, February the 3rd. My mother has not done any proper housework for days now. All she does is go to work, comfort Mr. Lucas, and read and smoke. The big end has gone on my father's car. I had to show him where to catch a bus into town. A man of 40 not knowing where the bus stop is. My father looked such a scruff bag that I was ashamed to be seen with him. I was glad when the bus came. I shouted through the window that he couldn't sit downstairs and smoke, but he just waved and lit up a cigarette. There is a £50 fine for doing that. If I was in charge of the buses, I would fine smokers £1,000 and make them eat 20 woodbines. My mother is reading The Female Eunuch by Germaine Greer. My mother says it is the sort of book that changes your life. It hasn't changed mine, but I only glance through it. It is full of dirty words. Wednesday, February the 4th. New moon. I had my first wet dream. So my mother was right about the female eunuch. It has changed my life. The spot has got smaller. Thursday, February the 5th. My mother has bought some of those overalls that painters and decorators wear. You can see her knickers through them. I hope she doesn't wear them in the street. She is having her ears pierced tomorrow. I think she is turning into a spendthrift. Nigel's mother is a spendthrift. They are always getting letters about having their electricity cut off, and all because Nigel's mother buys a pair of high heels every week. I would like to know where the family allowance goes. By rights, it should be mine. I will ask my mother tomorrow. Friday, February the 6th. The Queen's Accession, 1952. It is lousy having a working mother. She rushes in with big bags of shopping, cooks the tea, then rushes around tarting herself up. But she is still not doing any tidying up before comforting Mr. Lucas. There has been a slice of bacon between the cooker and the fridge for 3 days, to my knowledge. I asked her about my family allowance today. She laughed and said she used it for buying gin and cigarettes. If the social services hear about it, she will get done. Saturday, February the 7th. My mother and father have been shouting at each other non-stop for hours. It started because of the bacon down the side of the fridge and carried on into how much my father's car is costing to repair. I went up to my room and put my ABBA records on. My father had the nerve to crash my door open and ask me to turn the volume down. I did. When he got downstairs, I turned it up again. Nobody cooked any dinner, so I went to the Chinese chip shop and bought a carton of chips and a sachet of soy sauce. I sat in the bus shelter and ate them, then walked about feeling sad. Came home, fed dog, read a bit of Female Eunuch, felt a bit funny, went to sleep. Sunday, February the 8th, 5th after Epiphany. My father came into my bedroom this morning. He said he wanted a chat. He looked at my Kevin Keegan scrapbook, screwed the knob of my wardrobe door back on with his Swiss Army knife, and asked me about school. Then he said he was sorry about yesterday and the shouting. He said my mother and him are going through a bad patch. He asked me if I had anything to say. I said he owed me 32 pence for the Chinese chips and soy sauce. He gave me a pound, so I made a profit of 68 pence.